This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Sean's Ultimate Ship. Safe and sustainable ships. With support from Lloyd's Register Foundation.
Hello, it's Sean here and we're building another Ultimate Ship. Now, instead of taking the best bits of existing ships, this time we're building a ship entirely from scratch and thinking about how the ship will be awesome in the future. So I've popped some new batteries in the Botodex, giving it a little software update. Now, Botodex, me old mate, we've had a look at some of the contemporary ships and ships of the future. Should we have a look at what made ships safe and sustainable in the past?
What a splendid idea. Today we shall look at the inland waterways system and the design of narrowboats.
Hey, so Botodex, my uncle Seamus, he's like a big ledge in the canal world, and he told me like loads of info about them when I was younger. Botodex, did you know that there's actually some massive differences between navigating a river to a canal?
Sean, I know everything about waterways. That is why I am the Botodex.
All right, Botodex, well, we can't all be such a smart aleck like you. So where rivers occur naturally as a result of rain falling on high ground and running downwards towards the sea, canals are all man-made and the water's, well, it's more flat, like, because the water's not really in a rush to go anywhere. Canals were originally built to transport goods all around the country because 250 years ago, roads were, like, really rubbish and transporting bulky goods by river was full of hazards like low bridges, fierce currents, and the fact that rivers wriggled all over the place made it hard to navigate. So canals were built to go from A to Z in a more of a straight line. Bulky goods aren't really the main purpose of the canal network nowadays. It's more for like leisurely voyages now, like holidays, day trips, or stag do's. Some people also live on them as well.
Lorries are everywhere, delivering foods to supermarkets, taking away waste from construction sites, delivering petrol, carrying our post. They are everywhere.
Now that's true. I mean, how many times have you been stuck behind a lorry on the road? And all those fumes as well. Phew.
I am just a computer, so sadly I can't drive. However, the inland waterway system is enjoying a revival. As well as being used for leisure activities, it still provides a vital link between coastal and inland ports and major sites of manufacturing, industry and shopping.
The boats that normally use the inland waterway system are canal boats, or also known as a narrow boat, because they are narrow. Some bridge holes on the canals would only be 7 feet wide. The other reason why they're narrow is to fit into the canal locks. Here we go, we're coming up to one now. See, canal locks are like lifts, but for boats, and allowed canal boats to travel both up and down hills. Now, when a boat is inside the lock and the lock gates are closed, the water level can be altered to make the boat move up or down. This is how those clever canal people manage to get boats to go uphill. So this is my canal boat. It's called the Freeman's Flint. It belonged to my great uncle Seamus, who was really into horse boating, would you believe. That's where you tie a canal boat to a horse, which would draw a boat along the canal. Don't see many horse boats around now, but you can still find them on the Rochdale Canal, mainly. Now, great uncle Seamus used to live in this, so it's got a fridge. Telly over there. A couple of VHS episodes of The River with David Essex. It's got a cheeky little 4G dongle for all my Pop Jam and Fun Kids website needs. And also a weird smell is a bonus. Bit of air freshener will sort that out. He's also got some of the canal folk art, roses and castles that narrowboats used to have in the 1800s. Now, travelling by canals is a bit slow. Great for a holiday, but not so good if you've got a really important present to deliver in a rush. But a canal boat is very cheap to run, and if you do have bulky goods that need to get somewhere, taking it by boat rather than on a lorry helps unclog roads and cut down on air pollution as well. Because with 1 litre of fuel by water, you can move 127 tonnes over 1 kilometre. Whereas rail only manages 97 tonnes and road only 50 tonnes. So boat wins. And it's just much quieter for everyone. So with so many environmental benefits, we might find more people using canals and rivers more and more for moving goods about.
Sean's Ultimate Ship. Safe and sustainable ships. With support from Lloyd's Register Foundation. Find out more at funkidslive.com/ships.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.